ABC Radio Australia.
First though, this morning, the New Zealand government will help fund a rehabilitation centre in Tonga designed to house convicted criminals that Wellington deports to the kingdom. The move comes soon after the Tongan government criticised New Zealand and Australia over their controversial policies to deport people with Tongan heritage who've served out jail sentences, despite many of them having spent little or no time in the country. As Mackenzie Smith reports, Tonga has recently considered but rejected the reintroduction of the death penalty as one way to tackle out-of-control drug crime, which the government says is being exacerbated by deportees.
Tonga's Dare to Dream Foundation has been providing support for people deported to the kingdom for years, but accommodation the foundation used to house deportees was destroyed in 2018's Cyclone Geeta. New Zealand's just approved 28,000 Tongan pa'anga, or around $17,000 Australian dollars, which will go towards funding a new centre. The foundation's chair, Uhila Moilangi Fasi, says it's good news for deportees struggling in Tonga.
One of the major problems with the deportees here is that they have no family and they are just like homeless, not cared for. We wanted to provide some place that they can call home, and hopefully we can change them to become good citizens.
Dr. Fussy says more money will be needed, but they can start clearing land for the project with the initial funds from New Zealand. He says many deportees arrive with skills like carpentry and tailoring, but they lack cultural and language skills because they've spent most of their lives outside of Tonga.
Our long-term plan, the centre, for all these deportees to go there, go through some rehabilitation programs, and then at the end of the program, say 3 months or 6 months, they come out, reformed. And part of our plan also is to try and secure employment for some of them.
The funding comes as Tonga's government battles a drug crisis that border closures have done little to hamper. The most recent incident saw 30 kilograms of methamphetamine seized in New Zealand. Police say it had been exported from Tonga. Five people were arrested in New Zealand and one person in Tonga. Tonga's speaker in July sought to introduce the death penalty to deal with the crisis, but MPs voted instead to sentence the worst offenders to life imprisonment. Henrietta McNeil researches criminal deportations to the Pacific at the Australian National University. She says the deportations are part of what's fueling the local drug trade.
It essentially sets up a problem by creating a larger network of possible transnational criminals into that staging point. So I think, when we're talking about border security and transnational crime for Australia, sending criminals out to the region might not be in their best interests ultimately.
Ms McNeil says the rehabilitation centre is a positive move, but believes accommodation and cultural skills will need to be complemented with other forms of care too.
Providing some money for a house is wonderful, and I think it's a really great first start, but I think there also needs to be more support for things like mental health, drug and alcohol treatment. All of those things that also will support people into their reintegration.
Deportations to Tonga have been limited by pandemic travel restrictions, and they were put on hold in March when the kingdom declared a COVID-19 state of emergency. Documents obtained by Ms McNeil under New Zealand's Official Information Act show New Zealand has deported 11 people to Tonga since March 2020. Nearly four times that were due for deportation in the second half of last year. But a June 2020 briefing from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade warned an influx of deportees could destabilise countries facing economic crises because of COVID-19. Ms McNeil says Australia and New Zealand need to provide more support for people serving jail sentences before they are deported to the Pacific.
There are opportunities to do, at the very minimum, things like language classes, so it isn't quite as tough as it would otherwise be on arrival. And I think I'd also point out that immigration detention centres like Christmas Island take deportees before their deportation away from the community, and so there's less of an opportunity to do those language classes and things like that. So I think there's some things to think about around pre-deportation readiness.
Tonga's Justice Minister, Samuel Vaipulu, told the ABC earlier this month that he had held talks with Australia and New Zealand on the issue of deportations. He described their response to a request to rehabilitate people before they are deported to Tonga as promising. However, following questions by the ABC on whether any policy changes were being considered, both New Zealand's Foreign Ministry and Australia's Border Force say they already offer support to any drug offenders being detained in their countries.
That report from Mackenzie Smith.